Well, continuing our series of interviews with former captains of the North Peace Navigators, we are joined on the line right now by Austin Kuhn. He played two seasons with the Navs, was the captain of that 2016 team that won provincials that year. I guess, what do you kind of sort of remember the most from those kind of years you spent with the Navs?
Yeah, I mean, just like anybody, I played, you know, minor hockey growing up, and then made my decision to go play for the Navs, and you know, my first season was obviously quite the learning experience. Playing under Darcy Hogan that year, and then just obviously a great time I had that year, and you know, us winning the league that year, and you know, all the growing I did as a player. Obviously we went to provincials and, you know, we came up short that year, but that following year we were able to, kind of complete a comeback kind of season and, you know, get the gold in provincials. And it was obviously a great feeling. We had a great team and very deep team, and then we had some success at the Western. So yeah, it was a lot of fun, and wouldn't have it any other way for sure.
And I know you're originally from the Slave Lake area. What ultimately led you to coming over to Peace River to play for the Navs?
I think the biggest thing for me was having Darcy get a hold of me my last year of midget hockey. We had been playing in the AA league here in Slave Lake, and we always played against the Royals at the time, the Peace River Royals. And he had come out and watched some games, and, you know, he kind of went out of his way to really get a hold of me and talk to me. And, I learned a lot about, you know, what they had there in Peace River and what the program was all about and the organization and, you know, what they strive for. My last year of midget, we ended up winning our provincial league that year. And you know, winning is obviously something that's super important in sports. I mean, not the most important thing, but something that obviously everybody wants to do. So I know Darcy had a really good track record of having a really, really strong teams and really winning teams. And fortunate enough to really, strive for a lot of winning while I was in Peace River, which was obviously a super big bonus. So, yeah, I would say Darcy was one of the bigger components of driving me over to Peace River from Slave Lake. So, yeah.
Well, after you played for the Navs for a couple of years, you went over and you played junior A hockey up in Northwestern Ontario. You went to college playing at Adrian College, a Division III school down in Michigan. What were some of those kind of experiences like for you as you kind of continued your career?
Yeah, I mean, obviously growing in Peace River was super important for me as a person and as a player. I always wanted to make a jump as far as college or whether it was junior A, and you know, some things worked out, some things didn't. But yeah, I got a great opportunity in Ontario and really enjoyed my time there, and you know, which ultimately led me to Adrian College. You know, some of the best 4 years of my time so far, balancing the school aspect and playing hockey. It was just like you were in your own little community, you know, like Peace River, just keeping busy doing stuff and, you know, once again, growing as a person and learning as a player. And, you know, I was obviously fortunate enough again to do really well in Adrian as a team. And, you know, personally, I did battle a little bit of some injury stuff, but all in all, I felt like I learned a lot as a player and, just a whole nother level of, you know, competitiveness and players that you've obviously never played against before and just some and played with, obviously. So just wide range of things that, you know, came out of being in Adrian. And yeah, I definitely wouldn't have it any other way. I met a lot of great people throughout all my time there, and you know, a lot of them I still keep up with today. So yeah, it was a great experience and happy I was able to be a part of it.
Certainly for junior hockey players nowadays, there are quite a number of different leagues out there that they could potentially go with. What do you think with your experience at the NWJHL, what do you think your experience in the league can sort of help us sort of appeal to players around here today that are thinking about maybe going down that road as well.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, there's tons of opportunity out there, whether it be in the United States or, you know, even in Canada. I actually just saw that a few recent players just signed on with a school in the BC League. So, I mean, the opportunity is there if you're definitely wanting to pursue it. I feel like sometimes you might kind of have to do your own research and you know, figure out what's out there and what leagues that you want to play. But like I said, lots of guys now seem to be moving on to that college, you know, if they're wanting to further themselves as far as academics and a career that they might be interested in down the road. Doing the academics and life as a athlete is goes hand in hand. I mean, it keeps you, you know, it gives you lots of building as far as, you know, what you want to learn as a person growing up. I think you earn a lot of, or you gain a lot of responsibility and, you know, it's just a big learning thing. So I think that anybody that, you know, is in the NWJHL, whichever team they may be on, just know that there is opportunity out there if you're willing to seek it. I think that the NWJHL is a really good league for kids that are wanting to, you know, lots of kids do come out straight out of midgets, obviously, and, you know, they dive right into that junior life, and it's exciting, and it's fun, and there's lots going on. It's a whole another ramp up from midgets for some kids. I know it was for me. And, just know that if it's something that you want to continue on, you know, you enjoy playing the sport, just like I do, the opportunity is there if you're willing to seek it, I guess. So it's all about working hard and, you know, putting your foot down and getting to work, I guess, kind of thing. So, yeah.
And obviously, you, as we mentioned earlier, you spent two seasons with the Navigators. How did kind of being with the organization there sort of help you grow as not just a player, but also a person as well?
Yeah, I mean, Peace was huge for me. I mean, obviously, that was the first time I had left home. You know, and every kid, I feel like, would kind of go through those stages of learning how to be kind of on their own in a sense, more or less not with family. I know I was super fortunate with the family that I got to be with in Peace River. They, you know, they brought me right in and treated me like their own. And, you know, I obviously still keep in contact with them. So, you know, they were a huge part of helping me grow in Peace River that first season and then, you know, ultimately leading into the second season as well. But all in all, I think that, you know, I was able to, you know, find my way in the workforce a little bit. So I got experience, you know, with all sorts of work life experiences that I'd never dealt with before, something that I was completely not used to or something I was super familiar with. So I was able to learn a lot in that sense. And I mean, all in all, I just met a lot of great people. I did end up going to Peace River with a few people that I had played minor hockey with, which obviously helped as well. But they lived outside the community of Peace River, so I didn't get to spend a ton of time with them unless it was practice or, you know, team events or games, obviously. But just meeting a lot of new people and, you know, putting yourself out there a little bit more and kind of getting out of that shell, you know, being so used to being around the same people in high school and, you know, obviously your family and stuff. So, yeah, Peace River was really huge for me. And I think that engaging myself in the community a little more was obviously super, super eye-opening, you know, because I feel like you don't really get to do a lot of it when you're in minor hockey and whatnot. So, you know, hanging out with kids and, you know, you're in a sense that when it comes to these small town programs, these small town junior programs, you know, you're kind of seen as someone that the kids kind of idolize at times. And, you know, you don't really think about it too much until, you know, you're those kids are asking you questions and asking you, you know, what I can do to, you know, be a navigator one day, or, you know, whatever it may be, or whatever they decide to pursue. So yeah, all in all, it was super big, and it obviously was important in sending me over to Ontario and then into college hockey as well. So yeah, no regrets at all being in Peace River my 2 years. So it was a really good time.
And you have an interesting connection with the Navs nowadays. Of course, your younger brother Aaron is with the team and is also the team captain as well. How interesting is that little kind of family connection there still with the organization?
Yeah, no, it's definitely cool. I mean, I think that, you know, when he first kind of started getting connected with the team, I'm sure he could even maybe attest to this himself. He maybe not have thought he was going to be a captain or anything. I know he mentioned that, you know, I just see myself as being another guy that could come in and really help the team. And, you know, the idea of him being a leader, I think on that team is obviously super cool and super important and super humbling to see. I mean, you know, obviously I grew up watching him play and, you know, seeing him grow as a player. So it's been really cool. You know, I was able to come up a few times last year and, you know, watch a few games and, you know, he's grown up a lot. So it's good to see, and it's pretty cool and pretty neat. You know, makes me, miss my time playing, obviously. And, you know, it's cool to see that, you know, people that you're really close to and you obviously grew up with are a part of something that you were, that was very important to you. So I think it was, it's super huge that continuing to play and, you know, being an impact within the organization. So.
And finally, we've talked quite a bit about sort of your playing days. What are things you're kind of doing now these days to sort of kind of stay involved in the game still? Like maybe are you looking at maybe doing some coaching, or what kinds of things are you looking at there?
Yeah, actually this past winter season, I did do some coaching just in my local community here in Slave Lake. I did, I coached some U18 aged kids. It was another, like I said, another eye-opening thing. It was a different aspect of looking at the game, you know, because you're so used to, you know, doing everything. You know, you're used to listening to somebody else tell you how to kind of play the game. So it was now completely reversed, and I was trying to, you know, spread, you know, and spread my knowledge of what I have of the game to these kids, and, you know, try to get across to them what I might see, and what I think that could improve their play in the games and in practices as well. So like I said, definitely eye-opening for sure, but a good learning experience, and, you know, something I think I definitely continue doing. But yeah, I just more or less just been putting around in Slave Lake, working in town here, and trying to be a little bit more part of the community. I even did a little bit more of volunteering stuff with baseball as well. I know I grew up playing baseball in Peace River as well. But, yeah, so, yeah, just trying to stay engaged and, you know, learning things from a different side now that the playing days are, you know, kind of coming to more of a less an end, unless something else were to work out, I guess.
Well, certainly hope to see you get involved out there. Former North Peace Navigator Austin Kuhn, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kyle. It's really cool seeing what you're doing here. So thank you.